papers. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us, the Israelites had been complaining. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. And then John chapter 8. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him, and so the gospel. I always find the juxtaposition of these readings a bit strange and very challenging. Christ must be raised up on the cross, and then the reference to the serpent or seraph in the desert raised up on a pole. When the Israelites looked at the snake transfixed on the pole, they were healed of their snake bites. Also, the caduceus, which is a staff and a herald, which has become the sign of a physician. Here we have a cross with two snakes intertwined. The raising up of this symbol as a healing gesture and the gaze at Christ on the cross as a sign of recognition of his divinity and of our salvation is always a bit loose for me. It's a sign that I need to do a bit more research and certainly more prayer. The caduceus symbol doesn't start out as a cross with two snakes at all, but a small twig with a snake or worm wrapped around it. This was a method of extracting a worm from a leg of a person without breaking the worm and spreading the eggs to make things even worse. At this moment, my research stopped because I had first heard of this from Father Louis Shea, who worked with me in Kenya. He had been in Nigeria for 35 years before that time and loved to describe exotic or even gross situations. So there we are. Reviving memories of my dear friend was far as I needed to go to be able to see the connection with what was happening as Jesus was raised up on the cross. Louis was a lifelong Dominican missionary in Africa, and during his time there, he developed all sorts of programs for assisting poor children to get to school and then for older brothers and sisters to get started with job training as carpenters or seamstresses. Both of which trades would assure you of at least a livelihood in Africa. Louis' outstanding quality was kindness, and that's why I just had driven to his memories at this point. It was always reflected in his ministry and his presence in the community. He loved Africa and was especially successful in his life as a missionary. So it isn't much of a step from his life to a very strong connection with what Jesus is conveying to us as he's lifted up on the cross. Louis also did the books for our community, and he would stay up a good part of the night to track down the final shilling, only a fraction of a cent. He always carried his bank deposit in a black plastic garbage bag. One time, he set the bag on the ground, parking the car, to lock the car, and then mindlessly went off to shop. And when he returned an hour later, the bag was still on the ground just where he'd left it. There are many other such stories that could be told. But one that links me most directly to today's gospel and Christ on the cross happened some years later when I had returned to the States. By this time, Louis had contracted cancer and had to return to the States. I was working with our students in Oakland, California, and Father Louis was making a final trip across the States to see friends and relatives. I picked him up at the Oakland airport, and as he came down the ramp in a wheelchair, I was shocked to see his face slightly disfigured from an earlier cancer operation. We had a wonderful visit, and as he departed, I knelt down and asked for his blessing. And then to my surprise, yes, for my blessing, oh my. Then his cousins were to pick him up for a visit to Santa Rosa. But actually, they were not his cousins. Louis had been their paper boy and had kept this friendship alive for all these years. What a beautiful thing. That's the sort of person he was, a friend for a lifetime, down to earth and yet raised up by the warmth of his friendship. For me, it is the warmth of such friendship that raises up all of us up to the discovery of what Jesus is doing by his death on the cross for the love and salvation of each one of us. The kingdom of God is alive within us, and through friendship of Father Lewis and countless others, we begin to experience the kingdom of Christ's love now in a more real and accessible way, in the most ordinary and yet simple events. So the dynamic tension between the seraph and Jesus on the cross, who has been raised up for love of us, causes me to enter again into the richness of the kingdom of Christ's love. I am encouraged toward this fuller experience of life now made available to me in the most ordinary experience and the most generous and lovely people. How wonderful human friendship can be as we allow it to be raised up in profound yet simple recognition of what Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross. Take a moment to rehearse in your mind those ordinary friends who have opened for you the pathway of salvation and the love of God. May God bless you this day, and through this tension and prayer, lead you into the presence of the Lord who saves us and raises us up in joy.